1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden touting his administration's accomplishments and outlining goals for the future during his election year State of the Union address.
Those bragging about overturning Roe v. Wade have no clue about the power of women. But they found out when reproductive freedom was on the ballot, we won in 2022 and 2020, and we'll win again in 2024.
That was one of the issues he touched on, the Republican response delivered by Alabama Senator Katie Britt.
The free world deserves better than a dithering and diminished leader.
During his speech, the president confirmed plans for building a temporary port off Gaza's coast to get more food aid delivered to the war zone. Outrage in Uvalde, Texas, as a new report finds no laws were broken when police took 77 minutes to confront the school shooter. The latest monthly jobs report is due out this morning. Economists expect the economy added just under 200,000 new jobs in February. This is ABC News. New York Governor Kathy Hochul has deployed 750 National Guard troops to patrol New York City's transit system to make people feel safer underground. After some high-profile violent crime in the city's subway system, ABC's Aaron Katursky reports from New York.
NYPD's Chief of Transit Michael Kemper hopes it all reassures riders.
Now they're going to see National Guard members in addition to your cops.
Yep. And look, we welcome, you know, all the help we can get. This is all about public safety.
Despite the increased presence, more violent incidents in the past 24 hours. Police releasing video of the person suspected of hitting a female conductor in the head with a bottle on Wednesday. And overnight, a 53-year-old man was stabbed on a train in the Bronx.
A U.S. Army soldier and intelligence analyst is accused of selling national security information to China. Army Sergeant Corbin Schultz was arrested Thursday at Fort Campbell. U.S. attorneys say Schultz had a top-secret security clearance and transported national defense documents and photographs to Hong Kong. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
St. Patrick's Day is Sunday, March 17th. Let's party. It's the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series, live at the High Noon Saloon in Madison, featuring Super Tanker, Iron Plow, and Cindy Set My Hair on Fire, and hosted by Mad Radio's morning show, John and Gordy. Advance tickets on sale now at high-noon.com. The Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series, St. Patrick's Day Special, presented by Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and Civic Media, Hometown Radio Refreshed.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
4 Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehow. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's job numbers hit an all-time high in January. The State Department of Workforce Development released their numbers Thursday. Wisconsin's unemployment rate was at 3.2%, below the national unemployment rate of 3.7%. The number of jobs hit historic highs, with over 3 million non-farm jobs and 2.6 million private jobs across the state. DWD Secretary Amy Pachakik says that she expects Wisconsin's economy will continue to break records into 2024. An appellate court says Wisconsin regulators have to develop PFAS restrictions before mandating cleanups. The ruling is a win for businesses in the state. Attorney General Josh Call says he'll appeal the case to the state Supreme Court. Call says having to work with lawmakers will slow down the enforcement of new clean drinking water rules. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
The Badgers blank Rutgers. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers, with a much-needed win at home. They held on to beat Rutgers 78-66. A.J. Storr had 19 points, but Greg Gard says the key was the return of Kamari McGee. And the spark, he added, after missing 6 weeks with a foot injury.
He brings a toughness to us that we lacked. I always say I need more pit bulls, less poodles. So I need, he's a You know, he's a pit bull.
So Wisconsin faces the number 3 Boilermakers Sunday at 12:30 at Purdue. The girls' state high school basketball tournament continues. The finals tomorrow at the Resch Center in Green Bay. Baseball, the Brewers with an 8-2 win over the Chicago White Sox in Arizona. Inside the clubhouse, manager Pat Murphy says he's been impressed with the progress of right-handed pitcher Colin Ray.
This kid found himself with the help of Woody and obviously Wade. You know, they've built this friendship that's really special, and to see his confidence grow is just, I mean, it's incredible, man.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
We have some rain on the way today, tonight, into early tomorrow. We're talking maybe a half inch or more by the time it all winds down. And there could be a couple of snowflakes that mix in at times too late tonight into tomorrow morning as well. Our high today, 44. Tonight down to 30. Tomorrow, breezy, gradual clearing with a high of 43. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
State Street or hanging out on the lakes. Thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Mad Radio, WMDX. I'm just trying to sit. 92.7 FM and 1580 AM. A little rough here this morning. It's a Friday.
It's Friday. Yeah,
it was dumpster fire Friday.
It could be.
Yeah.
It could be.
And yeah. There's a garbage truck out there now. He's ready to go.
Yeah, he's waiting for us to kind of dump the stuff outside our windows. We can't open the windows.
We only do that once a month, I thought. Dumpster fire monthly thing.
We do.
It's not every Friday.
Yeah.
We don't have that much stuff to
clear
out. I
think we take out the trash, usually. Right?
Okay, so? we can do that at least.
All right.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX, John and Gordy for Friday. It's the 8th day of March. Cloudy skies today. It's very, very mild out there, 41 degrees.
Yeah,
expecting
nice.
A high in the mid-40s, a few spots of rain. Grab the umbrella as you head out the door. You might see a raindrop or two. You know, make sure you check your windshield wipers. You got plenty of fluid in that fluid thing. That you got to tank up every once in a while.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, if you get
take your raincoat along.
If you get a decent oil change, you know, they top the fluids.
They top off everything, don't they?
So that's pretty good now. Yeah, we don't have to think about that. I have like, 2 gallons of windshield washer fluid in the basement that I'm never, ever going to use now. Mm-hmm. So, hey, somebody come on over. I'll put it on Craigslist.
Really?
Nothing more dangerous than that.
So, than what? Meeting someone from Craigslist?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, you never know what you're in for.
I tell you, Well, one time they wanted to call me, and I gave them my number because we were seriously going back and forth. And the next thing I knew, my credit card was stolen. At least the number was. And that was, that's the last time I used Craigslist and gave my phone number to anyone.
Really?
In that media. So anyway, that's my story.
It happens to the best of us, John.
It does. It does. I mean, there's a marketplace on Amazon. No, is that
Facebook? Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that's a good one.
And that is also, suspect.
Yeah, it's like a garage sale online, and you never know what you're going to get. You don't know what it's worth. You don't know who it is.
A lot of times, take a chance and try to buy it. 98% of the time, it's just fine.
Yeah.
But, you got to watch yourself. Don't give your number out to anybody because it could just track it down.
Exactly.
It's the worst thing possible.
Yeah. I've bought a few things off of Facebook Marketplace. I don't remember what.
Nothing.
But it seemed like
nothing happened, right?
It seemed it was okay.
Oh, but, okay.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I'm just a little, burned once.
Yeah. Yeah. and you don't want to do it again.
I'm just hesitant to get back in.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's okay.
It's a warning. It's a story that I want to at least pass along to our listeners this morning.
It's a public service announcement, really. Just be careful out there.
It's real important.
Yeah. All right.
We got to do what I think WRJN at least used to do. I think they still do it on the weekend. They have a show where people can just come and buy and sell their stuff on the air.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah. Well, I think that's WRCO, actually.
Oh, RCO. That's it.
Yeah. The Prime Mover show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what they do. It's a swap shop kind of thing. You sell your tires. What, you know, you can buy whatever you need. It's oil. You can do anything.
Well, you know, when I work 6 days a week in radio. Mm-hmm. My sixth day was Saturday, and I would fill in every once in a while. I had my own programs. I had a real estate show and a media show, but I would fill in sometimes on the garage sale at the other station, the AM station across town. And it was always, I loved it. I love the garage sale, talking to people, you know, trying to pry into their personal life, why they had that item in the first place.
Right.
You know, what did they think about getting
what
something
was the
like
weirdest
that?
Thing somebody tried to sell?
I don't remember that. I just remember the worst thing that anybody tried to sell were the exercise bikes.
Oh, nobody wants them.
Nobody wants an exercise bike.
Nope.
No.
Might as well give them away.
That was one of the worst ideas possible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's take a look at the National Days calendar. What do you say? Can't dance and it's too wet to plow, so fire up the music there, Sam. March 8th, it's National Oregon Day. Is it or is it not? Is it National Twinkie Day? Is it National Proofreading Day? Is it... Or is it not National Peanut Cluster Day? Those are your choices. National Peanut Cluster Day, National Proofreading Day, National Twinkie Day, or National Oregon Day.
It's not Twinkie Day.
You are correct. It is not.
There you go.
You eliminated the bogus day. So let's start with Oregon Day.
You know how I come up with it? I think of your day, and I'm thinking you're probably shopping, and you're thinking... Oh, there's a Twinkie. I am going to come up with that.
Yeah. Okay.
Have you had a Twinkie lately?
I haven't had a Twinkie in years.
Are you ever
they're just chemicals.
Garbage. Are you ever curious to buy another one and have one just for the hell of it?
No, they're not good.
The last time I had one, a couple of years ago, it was kind of stale and spongy, and it wasn't good. It just was not.
Just described a fresh one.
Okay. Well, no, it was. It was hard to eat. It was hard to chew.
Was it really?
Yeah. The
package might have been open.
Yeah, I don't know.
The thing is,
they're
they last forever.
For yeah. Yeah.
They don't get stale, so I don't know what you got exactly.
They're all chemicals.
I get nostalgic thinking about buying a few and eating a few and just, you know, taking me back, swirling back into time as I enjoy one.
Enjoy. Interesting choice of words.
Yeah.
As I endure a one.
Yeah, there we go.
They were originally invented and manufactured in Chicago for many, many years. But I think Hostess sold out to, you know, one of the other bakery companies or whatever. Anyway, let's look at National Oregon Day. You've been to Oregon, haven't you, John?
Yes,
I've been
you're
to Oregon.
Right
what a beautiful.
You know, we have Oregon, just south of Madison, but Oregon is out there. It's a whole state.
It is. It is a whole
it's
state.
It's just a little community. It's a whole state.
Yeah. March 8th, National Oregon Day, recognizes the Beaver State.
All right.
Yes, that's what they call
it. That's a Beaver
Valentine's State. Day, 1859, Oregon became the 33rd state to join the Union. Proud day in Oregon's history. Oregon's climate enjoys the warm Pacific air west of the Cascades. Oh, boy. I remember going there. Man, it was beautiful. Most extreme temperatures, ranges are experienced in the high desert. They have a high desert there. So we salute Oregon on this day, or Oregon, if you call it that.
No,
really,
it's Oregon.
Oregon. Yeah. People will correct
Oregon is down there. Down south of us.
Yeah. It's National Proofreading Day.
Ah.
Who doesn't like to proofread their work?
Yes.
Well, every year on March 8th, National Proofreading Day highlights the importance of proofreading our written work. The day also allows those who enjoy proofreading to gently correct others.
Is that why they do it?
Okay.
That's why they do it.
Yeah. However, Constructive criticism is usually welcome if invited to proofread another's work. You know, constructive criticism,
yeah,
it's a good thing.
It is. It is. Yeah. Yeah, you don't want to do too much of it,
no,
because then you lose your job proofreading.
That's right. It's National Peanut Cluster Day. Okay, let's check this out.
Yeah. Oh, boy, this has got to have quite a history.
Melted chocolate mixed with peanuts makes a perfect combination for sweet and salty deliciousness on Peanut Cluster Day. Two things had to happen for peanut clusters to even exist.
An accident.
First, a method had to be invented for the cocoa bean to be processed and transformed into what we know as chocolate.
Wow.
The process wasn't widely used until about the late 1890s. Mm. And just about the same time the second extraordinary thing happened, agriculture found a way to grow the peanut and bring it to the public with steel tools and steam power. So that's the history of the National Peanut Cluster
Day. They sure make it sound unromantic.
It's important. It's important stuff to know.
A little bit of the sausage making there.
Yeah, okay.
The cluster making.
Yes. Anything in history here that we want to highlight today?
Sure, we do. We've got some interesting ones today.
What do we got?
Good.
Today in 1817, the New York Stock Exchange was created.
That's good.
Yeah. Wow.
Foundation of the modern economy.
Yeah,
almost.
They started ripping people off. Right
yeah,
away.
Exactly. Today,
but you know, yeah. Biden has made that stock market rip. Roaring.
Yeah.
Probably get into that talking about State of the Union.
Yeah,
later.
The State of the Union. Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to talk about that.
A couple others. Today, 1917, the beginning of the Russian Revolution.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
February Revolution in Russia. Yeah.
All right.
The Bolsheviks took power. 1993, you guys will remember this one. Beavis and Butthead premieres on MTV.
Oh, yes. Yes, indeed. I actually watched that.
Oh, yeah. My son loved that, and I would watch it with him. It was hilarious. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think I burned out on it once the movie came out.
Yeah. Well, then they've tried to revive it a couple of times, and it just hasn't, I don't know.
It doesn't
They brought it back
well.
A year or two ago. Yeah.
Doesn't have the same ring as it originally did.
No, I don't think so. Yeah, when you say kind of risque type of words, you know, they laugh and giggle about it, but, you know, it's nowadays it's just common. Good. Parlance.
Yeah, exactly. There's plenty of other shows that do it.
Yeah.
Hey, let's see. Do we have time here to explain Stephanie Miller? We've got a couple of more tickets to give away for the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Save the World Comedy Tour. It's coming to the Barrymore Theater on Saturday, May 11th. It's an 8 p.m. Start. Stephanie Miller, John Fugelsang, Hal Sparks, and Frangella, right? Did I get it right?
I forget how the callers were saying to pronounce it yesterday.
Everybody said I was pronouncing it wrong, so I think it's or is it Frangella?
I'm sure someone will call in to correct us.
Oh, I hope so.
I thought I knew how to say it. Obviously, you know, I used to listen to him all the time when there was Air America.
Okay.
So you know, yes. And I haven't listened in a while. So, wish I knew.
Well, we'll find out.
Could they call and just, you know, call Sam and let him know how to say it correctly and it'll be good. Or we'll take the call on the air and act like, you know, we just learned something new.
Okay. 608-879-8255. So
we thought we'd make this a lot easier for you than to just call us up here.
Yeah. So to give away tickets, we're going to do it on Twitter today.
That's
There's three ways you can enter. You can follow us. You can like us. And you can retweet the Twitter announcement that you'll find at John and Gordy. So it's at John and Gordy. That's our Twitter account, at John and Gordy. Just go there, follow us, like us, or retweet the message there about Stephanie Miller. And that enters you. And we're going to do this all through the show. And at the end of the show, whoever has retweeted, whoever has engaged the most we'll win the tickets.
That's it. Exactly.
All right. So we won't know until the show is over, but we'll post it. We'll get it out
and
there.
And we'll let you know that you won.
We'll let you know if you're the winner.
And then on Monday, we'll just announce the name. And then you'll have to get security because people will be hunting you down.
And by the way, tickets go on sale today at Ticketmaster.com.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all, but not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life. And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Mad Radio WMDX 92.7 FM at 1580 AM.
Mm-hmm.
The capital city, Madison, the John and Gordy Show. And can we just run down how people can participate in getting the...
Sure.
The Stephanie Miller tickets.
Yes.
Because this is easy to do, but we're just focusing today on Twitter.
Right. Our Twitter account is at John and Gordy.
Okay.
Twitter X. At John and Gordy. There's three ways to enter. You can follow us, you can like us, or you can retweet the message there about Stephanie Miller coming to the Barrymore Theater, which is happening Saturday, May 11th. Mm-hmm. We've got a pair of tickets to give away. So if you go on Twitter, at John and Gordy, you do one of three things: follow us, like us, or retweet us, and then you're entered into the contest. And the more do that, the more you do that throughout the show, the more chances you have to win those tickets, okay? And also, tickets go on sale today at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster or over the phone at 608. So you go to Ticketmaster.com or 608-241-8864. You can also go to sexyliberal.com and find out more. Okay?
Exactly.
All right.
That's
we
perfect.
Got it.
We're
good.
There.
You're good.
I
All
think
right.
I understand
Make sure
it.
Not well, to follow the random guy named John Gordy.
Yeah, well, that's right. Yeah. We,
yeah. There's some guy with a Twitter account.
There's a guy named John Gordy. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't follow him. Follow
Who
us.
Who is that guy? We have to stop him.
I know. We got to contact him and see what's going on.
God, no one All could right. have two names like that.
Well, he does. So, you know, it's not his fault.
John Gordy. That doesn't make any sense at all.
Well, there's a Barry Gordy. You know Barry Gordy, right?
Well, that's true.
Barry Gordy from Motown, created
Gordy.
Motown.
John Gordy. I guess you're right. Yeah, Barry Gordy.
Okay. All right.
All right. Okay, now it makes sense to me. But I thought the guy was definitely trying to, you know, rip us off.
Really? Yeah. Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure.
They're always out to get us, right?
Yeah, they are.
Cut 418. Let's cue that one up because...
What is this?
I heard Todd Elba. He basically played this yesterday as Todd Elba would normally do.
Well, what are you saying?
He covers the big deals here, and we're going to do the same. Marjorie Taylor Greene.
By the way, did he give us the report on how he was doing with the alternate side parking thing? Did we get any feedback on that? Is that going anywhere?
It's not.
Got to sign the petition. Got to sign
we
the
have
petition.
Not done that yet.
Let's do it.
We're so good at going to Facebook.
Yeah, well, you know, we got to get on this thing because we need to figure out alternate side parking. apparently, it's very chaotic.
This is pretty wild. You know, I think Todd has this thing about parking.
Yeah.
Because he was talking about parking in Green Bay and, you know, people getting a lot of tickets out there for Green Bay. And then he's thinking, you know, we should just take all the money that they make from the tickets parking around. You know, Lambeau Field, and maybe make it a free game for everybody. Put that money into a free game for everybody.
Are you saying he's obsessed with
parking? He is obsessed with parking.
I wonder if he has a big pickup truck and it's hard to park it or something, you know? So he's like, he needs to take up two spaces or something?
Could be, yeah.
I don't know. So, we'll investigate.
Well, anyway, Marjorie Taylor Greene was interviewed.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just very interesting stuff because it was a very straight interview. A British journalist, Emily Maltese, was talking to her, and it was a very nice interview. Are you going to be a candidate for vice president and all this other stuff, right? I mean, but then she led into this thing, and you got to. I only picked it up halfway because you don't need to hear all the other stupid answers that Marjorie Taylor Greene gave. But let's pick it up here, and you'll hear Marjorie Taylor Greene's wonderful representative type answer. You know, she's one of the big politic people. Let's try it.
Okay.
Try it.
All right.
What do you think the message should be to Nikki Haley tonight?
Well, we've been encouraging her to drop out and support President Trump. And I think tonight is the clear message that President Trump is the clear front runner. He's the winner in our Republican primary, and it's time for Nikki Haley to drop out and support him.
Do you think President Trump, Mr. Trump, is closer to picking his VP, and should you be on that list?
Oh, you know, that's the question everyone asks, and no, I don't think Nikki Haley should be on the list, but of course President Trump will choose who he wants for VP.
Would you like to be on that list?
He's got a long list. I support President Trump in any way he'd ask me, but I can assure you it won't be Nikki Haley.
And can you tell me why so many people that support Donald Trump love conspiracy theories, including yourself? He seems to attract lots of conspiracy theorists.
Well, let me tell you, you're a conspiracy theorist, and the left and the media spreads more conspiracy theories. We like the truth. We like supporting our Constitution, our freedoms, and America first. So,
what about Jewish space lasers? Tell us about Jewish space lasers.
No, why don't you go talk about Jewish space lasers? And really, why don't you fuck off? How about that?
Thanks. Wow, thank you very much.
Okay.
Wow. The news agents.
She told her.
She is sweet, isn't she?
She's, wow. Yeah. Did you see last night when President Biden was walking into
Yes, I did. Yeah, she had a red hat on. You're not supposed to wear a hat.
Yeah.
On the floor
Marjorie
there.
Marjorie Taylor Greene. Yeah. Yeah, she was trying to talk to Biden.
And the
finally,
buttons.
Yeah, she gave him a button or flashed this button. Right.
He brought up the button during the speech.
Yeah.
Showed everybody, talked about the victim of an illegal immigrant who had killed this woman.
Right.
And he talked about it.
He didn't
shy away from it.
Yeah.
So much for Marjorie Taylor Greene making a big point, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, of course, you mentioned also that a lot of people are killed daily by citizens of the United States.
Yeah.
Maybe we should concentrate on that.
Mm. Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, if it wasn't, you know, if guns weren't so accessible, immigrants and citizens of this country wouldn't have them to kill other people indiscriminately.
Well, that's true. Yeah. When are we going to do something about it?
Yeah. But well, let's focus on the illegal immigrants as they describe it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, boy. But anyway, that's it. And I want to kind of save that part where she swore. So we can bring that up every once in a while in the program.
She swears all the time. She's like a sailor.
It's like somebody you see at the bar that you don't want to get near.
Right.
You don't want to have a drink next to them.
Right. Just want to stay away. Stand back.
That's right. Because they're throwing them back constantly, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ordering up shots. Yeah. And then suddenly, who knows? You know, they go off on a tangent like this, like Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Right.
And you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Hey, a little bit later on, Rocker's going to join us because, you know, he does this every Friday.
Does
he stops
he?
In.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Did he take last Friday off?
No.
Okay. Maybe that was just me. I don't know. He's money in the bank. He's here every Friday.
Is.
And he's going to tell us what's happening on Max Inc. this weekend and tell us who's playing around town at all the different clubs. He's on top of it. He's totally on top of it. And we're going to be joining him on March 17th at High Noon Saloon. You and I are going to be part of that show, and his band, Rocker's band, is going to be playing at that show. So we'll get into that a little bit later on when Rocker
I know, I got to put that on the schedule.
Well, come on, man. Put it on your calendar. Don't rely on me to remind you of all this stuff. Come on.
Well,
get with it.
Okay.
You got a calendar on your phone. Use it. Okay? Just stop it. Stop.
Okay. I'll add that to my calendar.
Okay. Please do.
Okay.
All right.
Remind me to put that on my calendar.
Sam, remind John to put it on his calendar. Remind me to remind John to put it on his
calendar. There you go.
What would you guys do without me?
I know. I know. That's why you're the producer. That's why you're in charge.
That's it. Cloudy skies, 41 degrees, maybe some rain later on. 6:29, news, weather, and Pam Yonke's agricultural report. Back with more of John and Gordy in a few minutes.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for matinee on air.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice, got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent, running high-profile projects in Madison that change the city's skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 608-240-0314 and press 0 to apply. That's 608-240-0314 and press 0.
I don't think there's a dairy farmer in Wisconsin very happy with the way the milk price stands today. What kinds of measures should you be taking to protect yourself? I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a finally Friday morning. Quick look at what's happening in the markets, at least so far for the morning. Matt Trattle, broker analyst with EverAg in Platteville, is keeping an eye on all opportunities. He said, number one, dairy farms need to be signing up for the dairy margin coverage program available through your county farm service agency office. We already know there's a guaranteed pay in January, and he says likely another check coming for February milk deficiencies. So is there a region of the United States where dairy producers are doing better? Trattle comments.
I think a lot of the regions, such as maybe the Northeast, would probably be the healthiest. They do have some Class 4 exposure in their milk check, and Class 4 prices are performing pretty well. I would say that the upper Northeast is probably your most profitable. The Southwest is certainly not performing well. That's where all the cows are leaving. But the Midwest is certainly struggling.
Matt Trattle, he's a broker analyst with EverAg out of Platteville. Now, remember, the Dairy Margin Coverage Program is open now for dairy farmer enrollment. They'll continue to take applications at your county farm service agency office until the end of April. Markets are firm in overnight electronic trade. Numbers are next.
One of the biggest logistical challenges for many farmers often occurs on the roads just outside their farms. Wisconsin farmers help feed the world. They need to have reliable roads to get food from the farm to the market. Encourage your town or county to apply for the Agricultural Roads Improvement Program. $50 million are available now to fix the posted roads that have been holding you back. The deadline to apply is April 5th. Find the application materials at MidwestFarmReport.com.
In our world of agriculture, weather conditions rule our workday. The Midwest Farm Report and the National Weather Service are recruiting citizen scientists to help keep an eye on Mother Nature. You can help by taking real-time weather observations and alerting the National Weather Service about severe weather occurring where you are. Everyday people such as yourself play a vital role in protecting lives and property. To find out how you can become a citizen scientist, visit WisconsinWeatherWatchers.org.
Yesterday in Chicago, the barrel cheese took an 8-cent dive to 154.5. 40-pound block cheese was up a quarter at 149.25. Double A butter down 8.25, 276.75. April Class 3 milk this morning's up 8, 15.99 a hundredweight. December corn is unchanged, 4.69. November beans are up 4 at 11.57. And July wheat, 3.5 cents higher at 5.43 a bushel. There's a quick snapshot of where the numbers stand rolling into a Friday trade session. I am Farm Director Pam Yonke.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
We have some rain on the way today, tonight, into early tomorrow. We're talking maybe a half inch or more by the time it all winds down. And there could be a couple of snowflakes that mix in at times too late tonight into tomorrow morning as well. Our high today, 44. Tonight down to 30. Tomorrow, breezy, gradual clearing with a high of 43. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
We're not sure what's better, a win at Camp Randall Stadium or just hanging out at the farmer's market.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Mouthwash Cola Soda Pop, the all-new soda pop that cleans your breath while it rots your teeth.
It's good stuff.
It is. It works well.
It does. 6:34, John and Gordy, Friday morning. And we want to remind you that we are giving away Stephanie Miller tickets to the Sexy Liberals Save the World comedy tour. It's going on. We've got a pair of tickets, last pair of tickets that we have to give away for this week. And tickets do go on sale today, by the way, at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com, or you can call 608-241-8864. But in the meantime, you can enter to win this pair of tickets. Just go to our Twitter account, John and Gordy. It's at John and Gordy. And there's three ways to enter. You can follow us there, you can like us, or you can retweet the post that's there about the Stephanie Miller tour. And then you'll be entered into the contest. We're going to take those tweets all throughout the show and then calculate who the tweeted and retweeted the most. As you tweet away, you can enter as many times
Calm
as
down,
you want.
Man.
Hundreds or
easy.
Thousands
take
of times you can
take
enter.
It easy, Gordy.
I'm sorry. My blood pressure.
A little.
Yeah. Anyway, go there.
Yeah, let's
figure
try
it
this out.
Okay.
Let's figure out how the algorithms work, okay? All right.
Okay.
Just never know. You know, you get lost in the Twitter feed, and you'll be there all day.
I have the post pulled up, so I can give updates. We've got one repost so far. Nobody has liked it or commented on it or anything.
Okay. Maybe check back.
All you have to do is just like it.
We got a number of new followers though. We were at a whopping 2 yesterday, and we're at 10 now.
We just opened the account, so
That's true. That's true.
Yeah,
we're streaming live there today as well.
Oh well, good. Yeah. Hello.
We were normally broadcast on Twitter X simply through the Civic Media app.
Right.
That's how we were seen that way. Now we have our own Twitter X.
We finally made
account.
The presence.
Yeah,
presence.
We're on the Mad Radio one. We're there as well as the John and Gordy one.
We're everywhere.
We're catching on. Right?
Okay, sure.
Okay, right on Twitter X. By the way, there's a Daily Show post. It shows Marjorie Taylor Greene with the red hat on and her T-shirt. Say her name. And she's got her red jacket on with all the pins, her causes, basically. And the Daily Show writes this. When you're a waitress at KKK Fridays, that's it.
What?
Yes. She would fit in there. She would fit in. All right.
She's a piece of work.
Let's listen to another episode of The Mean Farmer. These are episodes that were recorded way back in the early 90s. So it's a little dated, but what was true back then is true today. and the Mean Farmer is going to head off to the bank.
He's going to the bank?
Yeah.
All right.
I like this.
Okay. Hi, this is The Mean Farmer. And this week on The Mean Farmer Show, a visit to the bank. A visit to the bank. I bank at the Friendly State Bank. Oh, you've heard their jingle. You know you have. We're friendly. We'll give you money. You give it back. Welcome to the family. Hope the crops are good. Your land's overvalued. Please pay us back. Cracks me up when I hear. Oh, I owe them a lot of money. They know it. Don't think they don't. So anyway, a visit to the bank. Well, I just call them on the phone. Actually, they go, hello, this is The Mean Farmer. I'm coming in today to pay you back. Then the loan officer, he covers the phone up short and you hear it screaming. You hear the other folks locking the door and putting up sandbags, and he usually mutters something about the governor and the National Guard. I say, I'm going to pay you back. He says, never mind. You don't owe us nothing. Just stay away. And then he sobs a bit about his wife and kids.
just hang up. I never really visit the bank. Listen, I need a few bins or calendars. They send me pictures of my last visit. They send an FBI envelope. Next week on the Mean Farmer Show, we're going fishing. First, we'll steal some dynamite, and then we'll go fishing. Sorta. Oh, you know what's going to happen, don't you? Oh, you know.
Well, okay. We all kind of know it's going to happen.
A mean farmer.
Coming in. Thank you. Oh, imagine.
They love him at the bank, yeah. Okay. All right.
That breaks me up every time.
I know.
Okay. Let's get to something, you know, a little bit more serious. I want to bring everybody down.
Oh,
here.
Thanks. Great. That's,
not really.
How do you follow the mean farmer anyway?
Something just as mean and old, well, and that is Chuck Grassley. Senator Chuck Grassley. Let's talk
90.
About it.
He's 90 years old.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. What is wrong with him?
Well,
right?
You know, he likes being in the Senate.
Yeah. It's okay to have an 80-year-old senator around, but certainly not a president. Are you kidding me? That's outrageous. Right. We can't have that. Hmm. Anyway, Chuck Grassley said this whopper. Welcome to President Biden's America, where the federal government chooses energy dependence over energy dominance and independence. Beautiful. Isn't that just fantastic?
About?
Right? I mean, you know, this is the thing on the right. The MAGAs are always talking about this, how because we're trying to go to alternative energy sources that we're having this war with fossil fuels, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now, you know, they're saying that we're becoming dependent again on other nations for our oil, which is nothing further from the truth. Here's the truth, and this is the response to that little comment on Twitter X. The comment is, President Biden's America, where net imports continue to drop and domestic oil production has reached a record 13.3 million barrels per day. You couldn't have slapped yourself in the face harder, Senator. And I think that pretty much summed it up, right?
Right.
Sometimes, you know, you just have to retire.
Well, he's due to retire.
See this picture up at the top of the page that
I gave you.
Yeah, here.
What is that?
This is here, right here in Wisconsin. You go to WisGOP. Mm-hmm. And they're selling products. And it's not like they're selling products that support certain causes, certain parts of their agenda. Mm. These are products that are generic as hell. And the big thing that they're pushing here is Win Red. That Win Red, make us red again. Make this state red. Because, you know, where you fill in the maps with all that red color, like in the fields and the forest, they're all red. You know, that's where all the red people are.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, you know, make it red. So it's called Win Red. And if you there's all these mugs and T-shirts and no one knows what you're talking about. Win Red. What are you saying? You
know? They have red. They've adopted red as their official party color.
Right. So raise more. Win more.
Win red.
The beverage cooler, a set of two. Win red hoodie pullover.
Well, those look very fashionable. Yeah, that's.
Yeah.
Do the Democrats have win blue?
No, you know what? We don't.
Yeah.
Because we have an agenda. We have things that we'd like to accomplish in life, and we'd like to make people's lives a little easier. And progress into the 21st century, even further than we've gone now. You know, it's not like, you know, we've made it. This is it.
These Win Red black coffee mugs.
Yeah.
Okay, so it says Win Red, but it's a black coffee mug.
You know, that's what I wanted to. I wanted to point out.
I don't know what color that is. Really,
it's a Win Red white hooded pullover.
Well,
okay, so
that's
white.
That's one of them, but it's. But it's Win Red.
Yeah, right. So they're
white.
Not really pushing the red.
This sounds like a school fundraiser or something. You know how they come to the school and say, "Hey, kids, if you sell all this stuff, then you get some cheap prizes."
Well, maybe that's what they're doing. Maybe they're getting the little Republican kids out there going door to door selling this crap.
Yeah,
you know, and make a little pocket change.
Win Red cookies
for the Republican.
Mint cookies.
Yes, it's not a bad idea. You know, get the kids involved.
Yeah, but I just...
Child labor laws, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, but it just seemed really, you know, counter when you say win red black coffee mugs or win red white pullovers.
They're only $25.
Doesn't make
for
any sense
mug.
At all.
Yeah.
Well, that's why they're so deep in the red. Okay.
Yeah, they're having trouble raising money.
All right. Yeah. Well, let's get to something I ignore usually. I'm not a big fan of Seth Meyers. This is a cut 411.
He's always said good things about you. I don't know why you wouldn't be a fan. What's the matter with Seth Meyers?
He should say something nice about me, but I'm not a big fan of his.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's too snarky?
They're all too snarky. All these guys that came from Saturday Night Live now have their own shows.
All right.
I'm not a big fan of either of them.
So what did he have
But
to
Seth
say?
Meyers, he talked about Trump's record, and, you know, we're like listening to it. Okay, you know, that's bad. That's part of his record. But it just seemed to go on forever.
Well, here we are, you guys. Donald Trump is now the presumptive GOP nominee for president again for a third time, despite the fact that he's a twice-impeached, four-time criminal indictee and racist who's been found liable for fraud and sexual abuse, banned from doing business in the state of New York for 3 years, owes over $500 million in fine, took millions from foreign governments while he was president, tried to extort a foreign country to interfere in an election in 2020, and encouraged another to help him win in 2016, actively undermined the nation's response to a once-in-a-lifetime pandemic and let a deadly disease spiral out of control. It's about to go on trial for breaking campaign finance laws by paying hush money to cover up an affair during the 2016 campaign. Orchestrated a months-long coup attempt that culminated in a violent insurrection to disrupt the peaceful transfer of power and install him as an unelected dictator. Stole classified documents and obstructed attempts to get them back. Has never once won the popular vote and has been routinely rejected by a majority of Americans in election after election. Spews deranged conspiracy theories about everything from climate change to immigration to vaccines to windmills. Glitches on three-syllable words, two-syllable words, and one-syllable words. Cheats at golf. Can't spell his own name, his wife's name, or the words indicted, education, unprecedented, stolen, Denmark, Kentucky, or tap. And is, on top of everything else, the single weirdest and most off-putting human being on the face of the planet.
There you go. Yeah.
And this is the same planet Ted Cruz lives on, so that's saying something.
It is saying something, that's for sure. Boy.
Good little rant there by Seth Meyers.
Isn't that great? It just seemed to never end. Mm-hmm. All of the things. And that's what people are voting for today. Mm-hmm. That's what they're putting their vote into.
Mm-hmm.
They're backing him.
You know, not once during the State of the Union did Biden actually mention Trump by name.
Right.
It's always my
right.
predecessor.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
That guy, you know, the orange guy, the Mad King.
Did anybody watch that? How far did you get?
No, I just watched the replay this morning.
Oh, you did?
Well, you know, the parts of the highlights.
It was like 8:40 before I remembered that today or yesterday was Thursday, so I kind of forgot to watch it, but I probably will at some point watch the replay.
It's fantastic.
He was fired up.
Yeah, he was fired up all the way through it.
Yeah.
And this is a long, long State of the Union speech.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't boring. It was the agenda that the Democrats have put forward. Yeah. It's one item after the next to make life better for everybody in America, bringing drug prices down, helping the employed, the unemployed, you know, putting in place alternative energy plans, transportation plans, I think even he wants to expand the ACA, Obamacare. He wants to keep the supplements that everybody's getting to pay their monthly premiums. He wants to keep it the same because right now it's at an increased level because of the COVID pandemic, and that ends at the end of 2025. So what he wants to do is make sure that we keep the premium help for everybody in America who is buying their insurance on the marketplace. He wants to keep that in place so we don't suddenly see huge premium increases.
And he also ripped into Putin and, you know, called for more support for Ukraine, which, you know, what is the deal with that? How is that just still sitting there and not getting passed?
Right.
Why are the Republicans holding back on that? Do they not care about Ukraine at all?
He laid into him about the border and the X-ray machines that can detect fentanyl in vehicles.
Right.
That the House is not funding, so we're not using them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a big issue. he had a lot of great points.
6:49 coming up. Rocker in our next hour.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
What do you think of when I say the blues? Turns out the Madison area is home to a longtime active group of blues music enthusiasts. Formed 30 years ago, the Madison Blues Society offers events and education for everyone. Here's Society President Steve Porter.
Blues Society is a vehicle for people to support local blues, both musical events, musical performers, just spreading the word on the blues to the younger generation, to the public in general.
Longtime Society member Sherry Davis explains why the blues means so much to her.
It moves me. It's real. It speaks to me. And I feel like it's a way I can express myself.
Learn more about the Madison Blues Society and check out some upcoming events at madisonbluessociety.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Well, every person you can know and every place that you can go and anything that you can show, you know they're nouns. A noun's a special kind of word. It's any name you ever heard. I find it quite interesting. A noun's a person, place, or thing. Oh, I
Mad Radio WMDX 92.7 FM 1580 AM in the capital city, Madison. We're broadcasting live from State Street, a block away from the Capitol. Give us a call. Get on the Civic Media app. You can call us there or text us there. Go on all the other social media forms. And we're talking, of course, about the new John and Gordy Twitter X account. You can join us there, like us, follow us. And this time you benefit from it.
Yeah. You can enter the contest to win a pair of tickets to Stephanie Miller by just going onto our Twitter account at John and Gordy. Follow us, like us, retweet the message that's there about Stephanie Miller, and you're automatically entered in to wear a pair to win a pair of tickets. And we'll announce the winner. And well, after we get off the air, we'll post it and contact the winner. But it's easy to do, and you can enter as often as you like throughout the show, in fact. So
you don't have to like us, but like us anyway. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
There you go.
Yeah, you can like us without liking us.
Okay. Let's get to Eric Swalwell. He had a great little speech laying into the House Republicans, and I thought this was perfect, a perfect way to describe it. Let's play track 413. And this is Eric Swalwell.
The reason you oppose the bill is not because you have any policy issues with it. It addresses everything that you've been talking about for the last couple of years. Because all I have heard from any of you is noun, verb, border. Noun, verb, border. That's all you know. And then you get a border bill from the second most conservative member of the Senate. And let me tell you why you oppose it. You oppose it because Donald Trump opposes it. That's it. That is the simplest explanation. Occam's razor. The simplest explanation is the correct one. Donald Trump opposes it because Donald Trump wants to be president, because Donald Trump has 91 felony counts that he's facing, and the only way that those go away and he is not held accountable is if he's president.
There you go.
And if the noun verb border plan is no longer working and he can't use that as an issue, then he may not be president. So he says, I don't support this. I want the issue, not the solution. And so you all, God, I don't know what it feels like to be so helpless to have to follow somebody like Donald Trump. Follow Donald Trump.
Yeah, that's it.
And it's fine. I get it. You must see yourselves as so very tiny and so very small when you look at Donald Trump. And he's so big that he looms so large over you that you would do anything that he says to support him. But that is the reality. This is not a policy dispute. Donald Trump wants the border issue. And so you're going to go along with Donald Trump. That's there. It.
Yep. As simple as that.
Yeah. That explains it.
That's exactly it.
Yeah.
It seems like almost every election, it turns out that they have one thing that they focus on. Mm-hmm. You know, they pick on this one item like this, yeah. You know, non-verb border. Mm-hmm. But last time, I can't remember what it was, and who cares? You know, they don't make matter. Sense anyway.
Right.
So, but they always do this. They always have just one thing they focus on, and this is the one, the border, because it was such a debacle. They mishandled this in such an incredible way, right? Yeah. I mean, they talked about it. The Senate passed one.
Yes.
A super majority of people
they worked
you know,
on
passed
it for
a
months.
Border bill.
They worked on it for months.
And then
and
in
months.
The House, yes. They yes. worked on it for months and months. We're talking about it. Yeah. It's in the news constantly.
Yeah.
And then right at the last minute, Trump came out, absolutely came right out and said, do not pass that. We need this as an issue mm-hmm. for the election.
Yeah. Yeah.
He
and that's it.
Told us what he wanted us to think.
Mm-hmm.
Just.
Yeah.
Oh,
and there it sits.
It just
yeah.
And it's just amazing. And it's finally something that the Democrats are starting to speak out on,
mm-hmm.
like Eric Swalwell. I mean, it's just fantastic that we're starting to fight back.
Yeah.
If only, God, if we only had been doing this all along for the last 10 or 15 years.
Right. Yeah.
We've been talking about it that long. You know, it's just ridiculous that they just, it's just mamby-pamby. We're just trying to be nice about it. We're trying to get them to understand our point of view.
Yeah,
and, you know,
they don't
care. That doesn't work.
No,
yeah,
they don't want to hear our point of view.
Right. We're the terrorists. We're not the Americans.
Right.
We're not the ones who are special in this country. They're just dealing with us, and only for a short period of time, because we'll all be in FEMA camps.
That's why we got to fight for democracy every single day till the election. We're not going to let this stuff go. We got to fight for democracy.
They're going to go door to door, and they're going to ask you, do you like Trump or not? And, mm-hmm. you know, the people who don't, obviously, will say no.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll be locked away, hauled away from their house. The house will be abandoned, or at least, you know, occupied by other megas who can't afford a home.
Mm.
And, you know, the whole country will change over. And I just want people to be, you know, warned that this could happen.
Well, there was a story about people already making plans to move to Canada and to move out. You know, we've got to go back to next week and track that down, because that was a pretty good story about a lot of people just saying, you know what, if he wins, we're out of here. And they're making plans to
getting their visas.
Well, getting their visas and also figuring out, well, what if they don't let us out of here? You know, what if there's a problem? So they're trying to, like, figure out alternate plans to leave the U.S.
The other problem is Canada doesn't want us.
Well, that's, yes, that could be a problem,
right,
too.
Right, right.
Yeah.
The only place we could go is Mexico.
Well,
we could cross the border that way. Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah.
Then we can join some kind of cartel and
maybe we can get a deal with
way.
A travel agency, you know, make it a promotional thing.
Yes, John and Gordy.
Get exit away. To Canada.
Yeah, the exit to Canada.
Tour.
Tour, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we better start working on that.
Well.
Just in case. Have a backup plan. Okay, 608-879-8255. That's our number, 608-879-8255. You can call us or text us. We got a text.
Maybe we'll resort to being traffickers ourselves.
You think so?
Trafficking liberals and progressives out of the country.
Well, you know, when they said way back in the 1840s, you know, when the gold rush was happening, 1849. The people that made all the money were the people that were selling the pickaxes and the shovels.
<That's>
Those
it.
Are the guys that really
right.
made the money.
Exactly.
Everybody else
yeah.
lost their money.
Yeah, Mark in Pura de Sec writes, is the Republican crap made in China?
That's a
good question.
Yeah, we don't know.
It looks like it could.
Well, you know.
I mean, if you're selling something that, you know, win red in white or black, you know.
Lots of coffee mugs.
It doesn't matter, right?
Koozies and hoodies, all that crap.
Well, we can't. We don't know.
6:50.
We assume it is.
we'll get our investigative team on it. 6:58, cloudy, 41 degrees. When we come back after news, weather, and sports, Rockers coming up in our next hour.
Nothing better than the Violet Zoo and the Old Brick Gardens.
Except maybe Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Planning for spring at Lowe's means big savings on outdoor power equipment. And Lowe's knows nothing feels better than free. Buy one select Ego string trimmer, leaf blower, or mower kit. Get one select 56-volt battery free. That's up to a $299 value. Power through spring with Ego, the number one rated brand in cordless outdoor power. Because Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 4/3 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A fired up President Biden talking about national security, reproductive rights, immigration, January.